Sugya of Harchokas Chafifa from Tefillah, which is Samach Zayin Amin Beis, Samach Ches Amin Aleph. The Gemara in Samach Zayin Amin Beis brings down that Hilchas Sukkah Rav Chizdik is a Mataras Rav Yemar, which is a little bit unclear what it means. And the Gemara on Samach Ches Amin Aleph also brings down a Hilchas Sukkah, which is unclear. The Gemara says, V'Hilchas Sukkah Isha Chayfefes B'Yoyim V'Tevelas B'Laylo. The halach is that a woman should do chafifa during the day and the tefillah at night. V'hilchaso isha lo tochof ela balayla. And the halach is that a woman should only do chafifa by night. Kasha hilchaso ahilchaso, to steer minei ubei. Lo kasha hoda efshir hoda lo efshir. When it's efshir, then chafifa is at one time. When it's not efshir, then chafifa is at the other time. Not exactly clear which one it's referring to. What's considered efshir and what's considered not efshir. Is night efshir and day efshir? What's considered? What's the lechatchila, and what's the bidyavid? So we see Rashi says, "Hod efshir lochav biyoyim chayfef is biyoyim." Anytime that you're able to be chayfef by day, one should do the chafifa by the day, even though the tefillah is at night. "Hod lo efshir lochav biyoyim kegain betzoy yoyim tov lo yisochav ela balayla." Where it's not shayach to do chafifa by the day, for example, when a person is going to tefillah after Yontif, so wasn't shayach to do chafifa during the day, then the halacha is that one should do chafifa at night. So, shayla in the poskim, what does it mean that it's not shayach to do chafifa on Yontif? Why can't you do chafifa on Yontif? What's involved in chafifa that were choshish on Yontif? Some say because you have to brush out the hair, and it could be subsecration to pull out hair. Some say you could do the chafifa with your hands, the Ramban is mashma. If so, then the chur one should be able to do it on Yontif and Shabbos also. That the poskim discuss. However, the pashtus is like the Shilta says, that it's a shayla of psikreish that you're going to pull out your hair. And therefore, one is not allowed to do chafifa on Shabbos Yontif. If somebody has to be tovel after Shabbos or after Yontif, they cannot be chafif during the day. They would be chafif, they would do the chafifa at night. Kum toiz, the lechatchila should be, to be according to Rashi, lechatchila, hada efshir. When it's efshir to do chafifa, at the best time to do it is to do it during the day. And like Rashi's masv earlier, kiven the mahuma lebeisa, since she's in a rush to get home, we're scared at nighttime that she's not going to do a proper chafifa, as opposed to if she does it during the daytime, she's in no rush because she can't do the tefillah till nightfall anyhow, then mele is no chash that she's going to run through the chafifa. However, if she can't do it during the day, then in echnami b'di'evit will be maskim that she could do it at night. L'chur, the pashtus of the maskana gemara on daf samaches amad aleph is not like the maskana of the gemara on daf samach zayin amad beis. Like Tesis points out, l'chur the pashtus is the gemara said beforehand that isha is supposed to be isha tochof be'erev Shabbos v'tevelas b'maisai Shabbos, and the only time that the gemara said that we don't do that is when it's too far away. If it's Wednesday night to Matzah Shabbos, Wednesday afternoon to Matzah Shabbos, or erev Shabbos till Monday night, where you have 3 days separating the chafifa and the tefillah, that's the only case that we do not do it during the day. However, if it would be a regular Erev Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos, Erev Shabbos to Sunday night, in a Chanami, then we paskin that you do it. So let's have this over here that we say that Hilchaso, the halacha is that you should only do the chafifa when it comes out on Matzah Shabbos, you do the chafifa at night. L'chur, the mashmoris of the Gemara beforehand, L'chur, the mafurish beforehand, that any time that you could do it on Erev Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos, then you do it on Erev Shabbos, you don't do it on Matzah Shabbos. Tosfos says the kash, and Tosfos says matzah, Tosfos says in a Chanami, you have to say that earlier when the Gemara said that when your tefillah is Matzah Shabbos, you should do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos, that's referring to a case where Matzah Shabbos is not shayach to do the chafifa, it's Yontif. And therefore, since it's Yontif, Memela, the only time that you can do the chafifa is on Erev Shabbos, that's when you have to do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos. But if Matzah Shabbos is not Yontif, then in a Chanami you should do the chafifa on Matzah Shabbos. Now, the Marsha points out that Lechira, that doesn't really stem with the Gemara beforehand. The Gemara said, Hilchazakir Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda wasn't talking about just the case where Matzah Shabbos was Yontif. Rav Chizda, as a matter of fact, Rav Chizda learned out from there, we don't say Shekain. But, in other words, any time that you could do it, when you're not forced to do it, there's not it's a regular weekday. In a Chanam, we're not marking the chafifa from the tefillah. But Rav Chizda Zichr was talking about a regular case of a Matzah Shabbos that she could do the chafifa Matzah Shabbos, and nevertheless, he said to do it on Erev Shabbos. So it's not really Rav Chisda then, according to the way your taste is understanding. So he wants a taino, and this is really how the Ran brings down certain Rishonim in this way, is that when Kedimataretz Rav Gidl, Kedimataretz Rav Yemar, what did Rav Yemar say? That we paskin always that you're supposed to do it Erev Shabbos, except in a case where it's Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah after Shabbos. In such a case, then you do it on Matzei Rosh Hashanah. Then you do it on Matzei Rosh Hashanah. What did he mean to say? Only in that case you mean to do it on, you're supposed to do it afterwards, and every other case you're supposed to do it beforehand? Or is a mashal? He was just trying to tell you, when you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah after Shabbos, that's always a Yom Chol. Because it's never shach that you have 2 days after, you never have 3 days in a row of Shabbos and Yom Tov, where the day afterwards is the day that you also can't do Chafifa. Where the night afterwards you also can't do Chafifa. So it's just a mashal. Rav Yemar, Kedimataretz Rav Yemar, was a mashal of a case where the nighttime you're able to do the Chafifa at night. So we pass like Rav Chisda, that we're marking the Tevilah, we're marking the Chafifa from the Tevilah. You do Erev Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos, if Matzah Shabbos is not a Yom Kol. You do it from Erev Shabbos to Sunday night, if Sunday night's not a Yom Kol. But Erev Shabbos to Monday night, where it's always the Yom Chol, then you're zichur going to do it on Monday night. And the same thing would apply if it was Erev Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. You do it, if it's a Yom Chol, you would do it at night, which is the Yom Chol. Accordingly, Rav Yemar was Masbir. Rav Yemar is only a mashal. Rav Yemar is not the only case. When Rav Yemar said that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah after Shabbos, you do it after the Rosh Hashanah, you don't do it Erev Shabbos, that was just a mashal. I'm telling you the case where it's never going to come out on Shabbos or Yontif. Where there's 3 days in between, there's never going to be a Shabbos or Yontif after 3 days that you can't do it. Then Mimela, you do it at night. So too, any time that you could do it at night, you should do it at night, says the Marshal according to Rav Yemar.
That's not how Rashi explains.
Now the problem is, that's not how Rashi explains. So it's very nice shikul Torah that Tosfos says, and according to the Marshal is being Masber, but l'chore, that's not the Pashas of Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Yemar says, the reason why you're not supposed to do it 3 days is because it's Harchoka Yosim Hidai. It's too much. It's not because you have the Yecholis to do it on Matzah Shabbos, it's because it's too far. And the next Rashi says, like Rav Yemar said, that on Matzah Beis Yom Tovim B'Shal Rosh Hashanah Achar Shabbos, then we don't pass that you do it on Erev Shabbos. But it's Zichur only that case. L'chore, it's not Meduyik according to this Pedas Rashi. The truth is that the Shach learns a totally different Pshat and Rashi. The Shach learns that Hod Efsher, Hod Lei Efsher, when the Gemara says Hod Efsher, Hod Lei Efsher, it means Hod Efsher to do it during the day, you do it during the day. When's it Efsher? It's Efsher on a regular night, on a Tuesday night that she's going to the Tefillah, she's able to do the Chafifa during the day. On Matzah Shabbos, she's going to Tefillah, she's able to do the Chafifa during the day on Erev Shabbos, because it's not so far. On Sunday night, which is the Yontif after Shabbos, she's going to Tefillah Sunday night, she's able to do the Chafifa during the day on Erev Shabbos, because it's not so far. Hod Deloy Efsher, the only time that you do Chafifa on Matzah Shabbos, is only when it's Loy Efsher. When is that? When it's too far. When it's 3 days. Exactly like the Gemara said before. And not only that, it's Meduyik in Rashi. Because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the truth is that, though the Shach says this Pshat in Rashi, the Rav Yoh, is one of the Gedolei Rishonim, already brings this down with Das Rashi. He says, Luli Dimistafine, he would say Pshat and Rashi is like this. Hod Delay Efsher, if you look at Rashi, the last Rashi, before the Mishnah. Hod Efsher Lachof B'yoyim, Chefefes B'yoyim. Hod Delay Efsher Lachof Kigoyin, Maitzoy Yomtif. Why does Rashi say Maitzoy Yomtif? Why does Rashi say Maitzoy Shabbos? If Maitzoy Shabbos is supposed to do it on Matzah Shabbos, then why does he say Maitzoy Yomtif? Vayestes is only talking about Maitzoy Yomtif of Rosh Hashanah, which falls out after Shabbos, that you can't do it on Erev Shabbos because it's too far away. That's when you do it afterwards. But Enechanami, any other time, Erev Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos, Erev Shabbos to Sunday night, Enechanami, in both those cases, you're supposed to do it Erev Shabbos. Rashi learns you're always supposed to do it Erev Shabbos. The Iker Chashash is Mehuma Lebeisa. Since it's Mehuma Lebeisa, then you have to do it any time that you could do it during the day, you do it during the day. The only time that you can't do it during the day is when it's Arachok and Yisrael dies. 3 days. Mamash exactly like Maskana Sagamar before him. The only problem is that if you look at the Rav Yoh, he says, I would have said this if not for the fact that the Rashbam says Lahedi Badas Rashi not that way. And not only that, they switch the gears to here, Badas Rashi. And Kinir Tesis didn't learn that way. They switch the gears to, it's really on the side, you're ready to bring it down, the Marshal, the box switches it. Hod Lo Yafshir Lachov Kiguin Maitzoy Shabbos, or Maitzoy Shabbos V'yamtif. Even in the Chanam, it's not just talking about Maitzoy Yontif. According to that, you're going to have to be Malach, like Tesis says, Lachiru. But that's Rashi. But it's a chiddush. Kumtay said in a chanami, Tesis wants the shtim. So there's two ways to shtim the Maskanas HaGemara by us with the Maskanas HaGemara beforehand, depending on how you learn. Tesis learns how the efshir, how the efshir means how the efshir to do it during the day. We do it during the day, which means on a regular night, Tuesday night. You do Tuesday afternoon. Hodlei Efshir, any other time, if it's Matzei Shabbos, Matzei Yontif, then you always do it at night. And you have to say the Gemara earlier on Samasayim Rebeis, it says you're supposed to do it on Erev Shabbos or Matzei Shabbos. It's talking about you can't do Matzei Shabbos. Because if you could do Matzei Shabbos, you do Matzei Shabbos. That's one Malach. And then the Malach of the Shach. Then in the Hanami, Hodlei Efshir means any time that you could do it during the day, do it during the day. You go into the Tefillah on Tuesday night, do it during Tuesday day. Going Matzei Shabbos, do it Erev Shabbos. Sunday night, which is Yontif after Shabbos, do it Erev Shabbos. Monday night, which is 2 days of Yontif after Shabbos, that you can't do that to Loi Efshir, and then you do it on Matzei Yontif, which is exactly like the Maskanas HaGemara.
What's the code 2 days
and
3 days? Why is that?
Tufil, Harchoka, Yoisim, Midai, Kloshim, Nashim. The truth is that there's a Yerushalmi that says that a woman should be Choyfiv 3 days beforehand. Within 3 days, Kanira, that's the amount that Chazal or Mishire, they were able to, that there's no chash that you're going to lose your Chafifa. After 3 days, it's already considered Archalka. We pass on like that, halacha l'maisa, when you get to certain things. A woman that cuts her nails within 3 days, other things, that's enough, she doesn't have to cut them again before the chafifa. There's a certain amount of time that we consider that we still reckon the chafifa to be there. It could be because he started growing afterwards. But there's within Teich Shalish Yomim, is already considered Azman, which is Karev. After that, it's already considered Rochi. The truth is that this, even if you learn the other Gears and Rashi, like Rav seems Rishenim and Achrenim had with us Rashi, not like we have, Hodloi Efshir Lach of Kigain Maitsoi Shabbos, it's not Foshit that on Matzah Shabbos, let's say, what would be if Matzah Shabbos falls out Yantif, what do you do? So Taisa says, Matzah Shabbos falls out Yantif, you do it on Erev Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara was talking about beforehand. The Rosh here, Taisa Rosh and the Rosh, they say no. Rashi holds, where it's not shaykh to do, where you're ready more than one day, the chatchila is supposed to do the chafifa during the day. If you can't, because it's Erev Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos, then you do the chafifa night, Matzah Shabbos. However, what happens if Matzah Shabbos is Yontif? So you can't do your chafifa during the day, because it's Shabbos. You can't do your chafifa at night, because it's Matzah Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? So Taisa says, no, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do it on Erev Shabbos. Says the Taisa Rosh, no, you're stuck. You don't do it. You push it off a day. It's better to push off the tefillah. You can't do the chavifa. You can't do the chavifa on Matzah Shabbos. You can't do the chavifa on Erev Shabbos. Push off the tefillah another day. That when Ezra was misakin chavifa, he was misakin in certain times that because of the chavifa, it's going to come out that woman can't be tefillah bezmano. Also, din the rice we saw in Bava Kama. What was the din the rice? The iyun. Iyun can be done even on. As a matter of fact, the Poskim all say, all the Rishonim say that even in a case where you allow you to do Chafifa early, before the Tzvila, even though you're not going to do a Chafifa, you have to do Iyun. Iyun that you could do on Shabbos and on Yontif, you have to do. It's just Chafifa that's combing out the hair. We're scared you're going to pull out the hair. That you don't do. But Zikr Iyun you have to do. Memela, Kumtais, Nida Raisa, that all the whole Chiv is only a Chiv of Iyun. It's Pashit that you're never going to push off Tzvila even if it falls down on Shabbos and Yontif, because even you could do it on Shabbos and Yontif. When Ezra came along and was misakin the din of Chafifa, according to the Rosh, he was misakin that in certain cases we're going to push off the tefillah because of the Chafifa, because you can't do Chafifa. It's interesting, because some of the Achorinim, the Jotaro, says that the Gemara Nandon Kepshutei beforehand, Amar of Chizah, the Gemara said, Amar of Huna, Isha Chayfefes Be'echad B'Shabbos, V'Tevelos B'Shnisha B'Shabbos. A woman is allowed to chatchila do the Chafifa on Sunday, that she should be tevil on Monday night. How do I know? She can isha chafefes be'erev Shabbos v'tevel matzah Shabbos. Because we know that a woman is allowed to be do the chafif on Erev Shabbos v'tevel matzah Shabbos. Where did Rav Huna know that from? Shekein, it was Poshetim. I know that a woman can do the chafif on Erev Shabbos for matzah Shabbos. So my male, you're allowed to do it on Sunday for Monday night. Same thing. Arvach arvach arvach. How do you know the first halacha? How do you know the first halacha that Erev Shabbos matzah Shabbos mutter? So Shach says that was the minig in those days. It can't be that way. And he says, from the fact that it's not mistaver to say that Ezra was misakin chafifa, that's going to cause you to push off the tefillah. And if you're going to tell me that you don't do from Erev Shabbos to Matzei Shabbos, you're going to end up pushing off the tefillah. So Memela, it can't be that he's going to end up pushing off the tefillah, at least in a case where it falls down on Yontif, you're going to end up pushing off the tefillah. Memela, it can't be that that's what he's misakin, and therefore it has to be that you're allowed to be marchik the chafifa from the tefillah, at least that amount. Rosh says, no, Pimascha the Tefillah. That's Bedas, the Bedas Rashi. Tosfos brings down from the Shilta that learns the Gemara Fakert. Up until now, we said Rashi learns Hod Efsher Hilchasa Isha Chavevus Beim Tevelas Balayla Hilchasa Isha Leitoch Vela Balayla Stira and Halacha whether or not Chavivah should be done during the day or during that night. Rashi learns Loikasha Hod Efsher Hod Loi Efsher. Anytime that it's Efsher, you should do the Chavivah during the day, says Rashi, because it's Chashash Mahuma Lebeis at night. Well, it's not Efsher, then you do it at night. Says the Shilta is exactly Fakert. No, Hod Efsher. When it's Efsher, you should do the Chavivah at night. If it's why. Because you don't want to be married to the Chafifa in the Tzvila. Hadalai Afshir, where it's not Shaita to do the Chafifa at night, then in Echonami, you do it earlier. On a Friday night, when somebody goes to the Mitzvah, it's not Shaita to do it at night. So you do it Erev Shabbos. But any time that Shaita to do it at night, for example, Matzah Shabbos, then in Echonami, you would do it Matzah Shabbos. You wouldn't do it on Erev Shabbos. Kumta said, when it comes to Shabbos, there's no nafkamin min alalacha between Rashi and the Shiltas. They both hold that when it comes to Matzah Shabbos, you don't do the Chafif on Erev Shabbos, you do the Chafif on Matzah Shabbos. Where is the nafkamin between the Shiltas and Rashi? The nafkamin is going to be in a regular case. On a Tuesday night, a woman has to go to the mikvah. Should she do the Chafif on Tuesday night like the Shiltas, or should she do the Chafif on Tuesday afternoon like Rashi? But in fact, when it comes to Matzah Shabbos, everybody agrees you don't do the Tevila on Erev Shabbos, you do it on Matzah Shabbos. L'chor, according to this, we have the same kasha that Tosfos asked on Rashi, we have in the Shiltas, that it's not like the last Gemara beforehand. That's more before and says that a woman's supposed to be do the Chafif on Erev Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos. L'chor, you're going to have to be Matzah, then in Echonami, the same Ukimta that we made beforehand, we have to make in the Shiltas, which is little Sussim and Tasis. But it's more Gishmak to say in the Shiltas, because we don't know that the Shiltas is not that way. In Rashi, we said, L'chor, Rashi's Mefurish not that way. Rashi didn't learn like the Maharsha explained. But in the Shiltas, not sure to say that. In Echonami, you have to say that Hilchasa, the halacha before and that we zetzayin ki Rav Chizdo ki matar Tev Yemar meant to say that any time that it's Rav Yemar was just giving a mashal of a case that's chol. Rav Yemar said when it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah after Shabbos that the Leil Tefillah comes out on Monday night after 2 days of Rosh Hashanah after Shabbos, it's always going to be a Yom Chol. So too, any time that it's a Yom Chol, you should do it at night. But any time that it's shaykh, but if it's not shaykh, to do it at night, then in a Echonami, you would do it on Erev Shabbos. That's l'chor the Tursa of the Shemaita, Machlokes Din Rashi, and the Shiltas. The one nafkamina that we said is what's going to be in a regular Tuesday night? Regular Tuesday night, do you do the Chafifa during the day, like Rashi, or at night, according to the Shiltas? Now, l'chor, there's a few other nafkaminas also between Rashi and the Shiltas. What happened? The Rosh learned Bedas Rashi that when Matzei Shabbos is Yontif, you push off the tefillah like we just said beforehand. You don't do it on Erev Shabbos. You do it on Matzah, and you can't do it on Matzah. You can't do it on Erev Shabbos. You can't be marking the Chafifa, and you can't do it on Matzah Shabbos because it's Yontif. So you have to push off the tefillah. Now the Rosh does not say that without the Shiltas. The Bach points this out in Kuf Tzadi Tes. Mashmoy says that according to the Shiltas, in Echonami you do it on Erev Shabbos. That means you wouldn't push it off. Kum Tzadi Tes is still stickle Olam Hafuch. Rashi holds that Me'ikra Adina, you're always supposed to do it, if you have a choice of day or night, do it during the day. And the Shiltas says, do it at night. And here we have a case where, according to the Shiltas, we're telling you to do it during the day, even though he holds usually you should do it at night. And according to Rashi, we're telling you not to do it during the day, even though he holds you usually during the day. According to Rashi, you have to push off the Tefillah. According to the Shiltas, no. It's even though you're not supposed to be marked the Chafif from the Tefillah. But that's only where you have the Yecherlis to. Where you have the Yecherlis to do it at night. But if you don't have the Yecherlis, then in Echonami, even the Shiltas is going to be maskim that you should do it on Erev Shabbos. Now, L'chor, there's another nafkamina, and that is what happens when a woman has to go to Tefillah during the day. Oynes, we saw the Gemara in Tamas Ayman and Beis. There's four cases that the Gemara brought down that a woman is allowed to go to do a Tefillah on day 8. When should she do the Chafifa? So L'chor, there's still a machlek between Rashi and the Shiltas. According to the Shiltas, you're not supposed to be marking the Chafif from the Tefillah, so you do the Tefillah during the day. Mashenken, according to Rashi, Kivin the Muhumma Lebeisa, Mameila, you should do the Archaka, you should do the Chafif at night. You should do it the night beforehand. Now, Hagam, you could be Madch and say, no, because the whole Chshash is Kivin the Muhumma Lebeisa, and the Mameila is no Chshash and Muhumma Lebeisa in this case. But the truth is, the Pashtus is that if a woman is allowed to go to the Mikvah on day 8, and she's allowed to go, she's allowed to be Mishamash also on day 8. We saw that the Beis Yosef brought down from the Ogre, that you're supposed to be master your tefillah, he says, even on day 8. And he says, the chashash is up to day 7. He says, chumri yaseirahi. To say that Rashi learns that way, to say that Rashi learns like this chumri yaseir of the Ogre. L'chor, the pashta should be that in a chanami, Rashi would hold that if a woman is tevil during the day, since midino, she's able to, maybe to, even if you want to say it's a chumri yaseir, that the chaskila wants to do it, but if mi'ikar adin, she's allowed to be mishamish, then l'chor, there's a mahuma lebeitza, maybe she's not going to do a proper chafifa, and she should do it the night before, and she shouldn't do it during the day. And l'chor, it's very gishmak to say that that's the machlokes. That in Echanami, even Rashi would hold to be marked the chafifa. Why? Because we saw beforehand on Samach Zayin Rebbe's places the machlokes between Rabbi Shmaria, Rabbeinu Meshulam, and Rabbeinu Tam. What happens if a woman has the oinus and she wants to go day 8? She wants to go on day 8 during the day, but that's Shabbos. Can she go during the day on Shabbos? If she has an oinus to go, she can't go at night. So Rabbeinu Meshulam said, yeah. We allow you to go on Shabbos. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, we don't allow you to go on Shabbos. That's trei kuli. We don't allow you to do that. What's the two kulas? One kula is, we're being made up to be tevil during the day, there's a problem with Tzrach Bito. And the second kula is, that if you're being tevil on Shabbos, obviously you can't do the Chafifa then. You have to be marking the Chafifa and do it earlier. You'll be marking the Chafifa from the Tevilah. So you have two kulas. Two kulas we don't found that the Gemara ever mattered. We never find that the Torah matters that. And what's halt Rabbeinu Meshulam? That in a Chanami, we do find the Gemara says it. So the truth is that the Or Sameach asks, we brought it down the Marmar Kemis, the Or Sameach asks that Lachur it's not Trei Kuli, that are the two totally different Kulas. One Kula is a Kula in Tzrach Bito, and one Kula is a Kula in the Chafifa, that you're going to be marking the Chafifa, maybe something's going to happen in between the Chafifa and the Tzvila. One's a kula in Tvilo, and one's a kula in Chafifa. The Chor is no shaykhs together. The fact that they punkt come to Pundit Gachas doesn't mean that all of a sudden you can't do them together. If the two kulas in the same thing, in a Chanami we're not going to do two kulas. But if it's two different, the Chor is two kulas that have no shaykhs to each other, so what's the problem? Says the Or Sameach, the Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Sheultis. The Sheultis holds that Chatzchili is supposed to do the Chafifa on at night. Mamela, if a woman has a Tvila on Matzah Shabbos, then the halacha is that she should do the Chafifa on Matzah Shabbos. If we allow her to be Tevil on Shabbos day, instead of being Tevil on Matzah Shabbos, then Kumta is that we're being Mekel in two different things at the same time. Because we're allowing her to be Tevil during the day, it's going to be a Kula of Tzrach Bito, and that's allowing her also to be Marked the Chafifa and the Tvila. So you're right, the two Kulas are not in the same thing, but they're both coming, they both start from the same Kula. The allowing her not to go on Matzah Shabbos is allowing her memela, is being mechayev her two kulas. First of all, Tzrach Bito, and also to be marking the chafif from the tefillah. The fidus is very geshmak, according to Rashi. Rashi holds you're always, anytime that a woman is supposed to be tevil during the day, she's supposed to be marking the chafif from the tefillah. There's a chashash mehuma lebeisa. So that means in all the cases that were brought down in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, that a woman is supposed to do tefillah during the day, according to Rashi, when does she do the chafif? At night. Because you have a problem with Mahula Beisam. So how can you tell me that we never find in Shas that we matter two kulas of Tzrach Bita and Chokas Chafifa Mitzvila? Every case that the Gemara brought down beforehand was two kulas. Anytime that there's lions at night, anytime that they close up the shops at night, anytime, whatever it is, it's dark and you can't see and you might fall into the pit. All the cases that the Gemara says that you're allowed to be tevil during the day is automatically two kulas. We matter Tzrach Bita and we matter Chokas Chafifa Mitzvila. According to Rashi, you're never supposed to be do the chafifa right before the tefillah. Automatically, so the chur, Rabbeinu Meshulam held like Rashi, and that's why it wasn't a problem. And Rabbeinu Tam held like the Shultz. So Mimelo, anytime that you're tevil, you should do the chafifa exactly at that time. If we're telling you to be marked the chafifa in the tefillah, that's nacha kulo. And Mimelo, that's trei kulo. We don't find that chazal matter there.
What about tefillah on day 7?
Tefillah on day 7? We don't find that anybody matters chafif on day 7. The Rashi matters chafif on day 7.
She's going to the mikvah on day 7.
When's she going to the mikvah on day 7, according to Rashi? In Rabbeinu Tam, maybe. In Rabbeinu Tam. Then in Chanami, she does the chafif, right then? We don't know that Rashi is masking to Ramesha. No, Ramesha is going in Rabbeinu Tam. Ramesha is going in Rabbeinu Tam. In Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam Mashitosei, it's got a different Rabbeinu Tam, but it's Rabbeinu Tam Mashitosei, the Chirim. And then Chami, but that's Rashi, we don't know.
But if there's no Mahumul Abaisi, then Rashi would agree in that case.
Yeah, Lechera. Anytime there's no Mahumul Abaisi, let's say a Kala. If we hold that a Kala is Mutter during the day, then in Chanami Lechera, the Chafif from the Tzvila, we wouldn't be Marchik it. There's no Mahumul Abaisi, then Chanami Lechera. What then?
If you're going to come, she does it, should be Erev Shabbos.
If you're going
to come, she should be Erev Shabbos.
Don't come back tonight.
Don't go back. But according to, we don't find that Rabbeinu Tam was masking the remission. Rabbeinu Tam says that the only time that it's mutter is when you come back at night. He never said if you come back during the day it's mutter. But come back at night on no Friday. 100%. In that case, Lachar. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he'd be able to do that. Yeah, 100%. What? Right.
And the rush of the door.
Not everybody agreed to that.
The Rabbeinu saw him doing this the day before. Going to Rashi was doing it the night before. Kind of adds much to our
comfort. Oh, very good. There is an aura, and that is that according to this, generally the harchokas chafifa from Tvila that we matter, it's interesting. According to Rashi, we matter you to do our chokas chafifa from Tvila when it's one oina beforehand. When it's being tevil at night, you're allowed to do the chafifa beforehand. However, when it's matzah Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Friday afternoon. That's three oinas. What's by two oinas? That we don't see. It's like the Gemara says beforehand, we'll see by chatzitza. Three hairs together is not chaitis. One hair that's not, it is chaitis. What's with two? Teiku. Not clear what it is. What's with two oinas? Is two oinas like three hairs or like one oina? According to what I'm saying, in a Hanami, Rashi is going to hold that two oinas is like one oino, that in a Hanami you're able to be chayit. Now just in the Ikra Machlekes between the She'ultis and Rashi, it's a little bit schwer in Vosgei the Machlekes. They're both Achshash and Chafifa. Rashi says we're scared you're not going to do a good Chafifa if you do it right away, right before the Tefillah. And the She'ultis says if you're going to be marking the Chafifa in the Tefillah, then we're scared that the Chafifa is not going to be good, it's not going to last till then. So they're both Shashis and Chafifa. And at the end of the day, they're both maskim that if you can't do it at night, then you do it during the day. And if they're both maskim, let's say on a Friday night. You can't do it at night, everybody holds you do it during Erev Shabbos. And they're both maskim that if you can't do it during the day, let's say on Matzah Shabbos, a regular Matzah Shabbos, that you do it at night. It's both maskim with the Eved that you could do it by the other one. And they're both maskim that there's a chashash and a chafifa. So, in most cases, Machlekes, this one is better, that one's better, they're both. It's six one way, half a dozen other. What's this? You're stuck between a rock and a hard place, but what's the mile of one more than the next? The truth is, that's the passion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the faces at the end of Tzaisis brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, that in a Chanami, when the Gemara said, Hode Efshur, Hode Le Efshur, the Gemara was only talking about a case where Tfila falls out of Matzah Shabbos. There, the Gemara says, when Tfila falls out of Matzah Shabbos, you want to know, should you do the Tfila on Matzah Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos? If you could do it on Matzah Shabbos, do it on Matzah Shabbos. If you can't do it on Matzah Shabbos, do it on Erev Shabbos. You want to know what's going to be, everybody holds like that. Shiltas and Rashi, both are masking to that. Now, what is the hold when you get the Machlokes of the Shiltas and Rashi of what happens on a regular Tuesday night? Should you do the Chafifa at night or during the day? It says, Tzaisvus, Ari Bezeh Agmar Klaus. Shas is not talking about that. Voz Lamaisa. So how do you pass in Lamaisa? So we saw the Arsameach said that he holds like the Shiltas. But the base case says, Nemzon Kipshutay, then in a Chanami. Do whatever you want. What's the will? The Ava Kamaravid, the Ava Kamaravid. You could do whatever you want. There's no Maila in a Chanami. That's the Chor of the Pashtas. Pashtas is no Maila. Each one has a Chasar and each one has a Maila. So Maila, do whichever one you want. Whichever one you'll be more calm doing, that's what you should do. So the Chor, what's the Nakutas of Machlagis in the Shiltas and Rabbeinu Tam? The Chor, the truth is in the Gemara, it's already mashm like this. Rabbeinu Tam, Rava Lechatzkila held that it's better to be Machi the Chafifa. Then he said afterwards, he was and he said, no, it's better not to be Machi the Chafifa. You see, even in Rava, there was a Shakavatari, a Havamina Maskono. So what's the Nakutas of Machlagis? So I saw the Bach says, Bidas Rashi Lecholopachit, that Muhumma Lebeisa is Kamat Vadai. Korav Levadai, Kimin Shemum Lebeisam, and Meheris Lachav Valaila, Valay Tachav Yofen. Korav Levadai, that she's not going to do a good Chafifa. As opposed to the Chashash of Shemi Yiskash Sairo, he's a Safag Rochik. Every woman is careful to tie up her hair, and Ramela is a Safag Rochik. So there's something, Muhumma Lebeisam is Kamat Vadai, and that's a Safag Rochik. And what's that to Shiltis? So the Bach just says, Shiltis doesn't hold that way. And what's that to Shiltis? Yes. And what does the Shiltis hold? So I thought maybe the pshat is, according to this, that the Shiltas holds that there's a difference between what's biyadcha and what's not biyadcha. Muhumma, to do the chafifa properly, is biyadcha. calm yourself down, take an hour, like everybody does bizmanenu. They talk about that you're supposed to take one of those things, one of those hourglasses that they have in the olden days, in the games they used to come, one of those sand clocks, turn over, that's an hour, and you turn it over right before you start your chafifa, and you don't leave the bathhouse till after the hour, all the sand comes down, and you have your hour. You have a way to get out of the problem. Melech says the shiltis, as long as you could, it's biyodcha to get out of the problem. As opposed to be machit the chafifa and the tefillah, if you're going to do it on Erev Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos, or from earlier to later, then it's not biyodcha. It could be that your hair is going to get tied up. So you could, once again, comb out your hair, but that's a new chafifa. If we're allowing you to do it without combing out your hair, you'd be machit the chafifa. It could be that your hair is going to get tied. And I've heard that from numerous people. But their wives has the issue. They want to know what to do when Matzah Shabbos is Yontif. How is she supposed to prepare herself beforehand? Even on a regular Friday night, it's hard enough that she's able to get from her house to the Leil Tefillah without her frizzy hair getting knotted. What's she supposed to do when it's a day later, 2 days later? What are you supposed to do? So, Mamela, it's not Biyadcha, says the Shultis. Mamela, something which is not Biyadcha, we're going to tell you the Chatzim to do it at night. But I thought, if this will end, that maybe you could say differently. And maybe Rashi the time we saw Tesis and Bava Kama. It's really Tzamach Vavim and Beis also. I don't know if anyone saw that. Rabbeinu Tam and Tesis and Bava Kama says that what was the Gzeres Chafifa that Ezra was Masakin? What was he Masakin? Midaraisa is in his Iyun, and if Ezra was Masakin Chafifa, what's Chafifa? Says Tesis, Chafifa is B'mokim Sar. It's to comb out her hair. It's not in the whole body. However, if you look on Tzamach Vavim and Beis over here in Nida, Tesis brings down from Machzer Rabbeinu Shemayo. Ben Shemario, it's Master Vitri, Mefarish B'Shem Rashi, the Chol Aguf Shai Chafifa, that it's Shai Chafifa on the entire thing. When Ezra was Mesakin Chafifa, meant the entire body. And what's a Raya? Unzur Sugim. It says the story over here of this woman that didn't want to go to Mikvah, so whoever Nachum Yitzchak went to be Mefayister, and she says, oh, what's the problem? What do I have to do tonight? What? Why can we push it off to tomorrow? And it says, Yoda Mai Kamerle, she realized that the problem was that she hadn't done Chafifa. Omar, Dudi Chasart, Tashtiki Chasart, Amdi Chasart, are you missing a big vats of water? Are you missing avadim to heat up the water? And chairs to sit on? What's the problem? Now, why do you need so many avadim and vats of water if all you're doing is chafifa of your hair? How much water and how many avadim do you need? You don't really need too much. LMI, no, you have to wash your entire body. Washing your entire body takes a lot of water, takes bathtub full of water, and it takes a... And you need a bunch of avadim to heat up that amount of water in a chanami. So we see from there that the chafifa is an entire guf. Mamela, even though Teisus, Rashi learns that since the chafifa is an entire body and it is a big tircha, it takes a lot of avadim. It takes time. It takes mamela. We're choishes kiven the muhuma lebeisa. She's not going to do a good job to do it at night. Masheinkin Rabbeinu Tam holds that the sheiltis holds like Rabbeinu Tam. In Teisa Bava Kama, then in Echrami, the Iker Chafifa is dafka on the hair. And since that's the Iker Chafifa is dafka on the hair, it's not a big tircha. And even though Teisa says the minig of Nashim is to wash the whole body, Zifa, that's not the Iker Adin. The Iker Adin is only to wash the hair. Mamela, since that's the whole chash, is just washing the hair, there's no chash of Mahuma Lebeso because it's so quick. And Agam that we found on Daf Ham and Aleph, that the Gemara says that there's a chash of Mahuma Lebeso, even the Mahuma Lebeso, a woman's doing a bedika before Tashmish. Even the Muhammad Lebeis, she's not going to be machmas the Kern is Dachman, which is machma even a second. We're scared she's not going to take that extra second because she's Muhammad Lebeis, so for sure for combing out her hair, which takes whatever it is a few minutes. That was different because I was talking about she was mamish Mukhan for Tashmish. She was ready Mutter, she was ready Tar. And she has to do with it before, and because she's that she's Muhammad Lebeis. Mashenkin over here, where she's not even to her yet, there's not the same amount of Muhammad Lebeis. In a Chanam, we're not Choshish when it's only Chafif of the hair as opposed to Rashi, it's a Chafif of the entire body, we're Choshish Muhammad Lebeis, and therefore it's better to be machmas the Chafif in the Tvila than to do it at night. Thank you.